Senator Grassley, 4. Or three, number 3. Nonetheless, our investigators spoke to and reviewed material from several Yale classmates of Ms. Ramirez and Justice Kavanaugh in order to assess the claim. You can read the committee's 414-page investigative summary here. Grassley continued, 4. The committee's review found no verifiable evidence. No verifiable evidence to support the claims. The New York Times' own reporting at the time noted that it couldn't find anyone with firsthand knowledge, and that Ms. Ramirez told friends she couldn't be sure Kavanaugh was even involved. So you have what, a serial penis placer running around Yale with his pants down around his ankles, Brett Kavanaugh now. Another woman's like, well, I'm not even sure it was him. 5. Senator Grassley continued. Ultimately, Ms. Ramirez's team agreed only to contact the FBI with the claims. She was reportedly interviewed by the FBI during its supplemental background investigation, Grassley concluded. There's no news here. There's nothing here other than a thinly veiled attempt to pick on and I guess try and publicly intimidate Justice Kavanaugh into recusing himself if any case of Roe versus Wade comes up in front of the Supreme Court. Again, this is how desperate these people are to continue the baby killing industry. And it is an industry. This from Molly Hemingway now at the Federalist. Buried at the end of their new book, The Education of Brett Kavanaugh, An Investigation, reporters, that's using the term loosely, isn't it? Robin Pogebrin and Kate Kelly quietly admit that Christine Blasey Ford's longtime friend, Leland Kaiser, did not believe her friend's tale of his sexual assault at a party they both supposedly attended. Kaiser was named by Ford as a witness, one of 4 who denied any knowledge of the event in question. Are you noticing a trend here? The Democrats get to get away. We're trying to ruin this man, Brett Kavanaugh, without having any witnesses whatsoever. And yet it's still presented as it's a story, as if, well, it could have happened. Well, I suppose it could. The moon could be made of green cheese if Armstrong and Aldrin hadn't gone and showed, no cheese here, Houston. This is the eagle we have landed, and it doesn't appear to be green or smelly like cheese. Hemingway, the book offers no evidence in support of the allegations made by Christine Blasey Ford. But they write, their gut reaction was that her allegations, quote, rang true, close quote. Who in their right mind, I suppose that's a big question, right? Most Americans don't have their right mind. Who in their right mind thinks, after hearing and watching this charade, this circus, that Blasey Ford was anything other than a deranged stalker?
Brett was on top of me. And after he was on top of me, his friend was laughing till we still never forget the laugh. And how they laughed and they laughed and laughed and laughed.
And then Lindsey Graham.
Dr. Ford. After they was laughing, what did they do next? What happened?
Well, then I I somehow got him pushed off of me onto the floor, and I got up and I ran out of the room, and then I ran downstairs and I ran for my life, and I left.